Literature, page 118. Reading. Read the excerpt, then do the exercises below.
To Build a Fire by Jack London. After an hour, Tom Vincent came to one of the greatest dangers in northern travel, a danger that he could not see. There were small pools in the side of the hill which were hidden by ice and snow. Tom was walking across one of these pools when the ice broke. Only his feet and legs got wet, but he knew that this was a very serious accident. Tom knew he had to build a fire. As they say in the North, you can travel with wet socks if it's warmer than 20 below zero. After that, build a fire or die. And he knew it was much colder than 20 below. The moment before, Tom had been a strong, joyful man, proud of being stronger than nature. Now he was fighting for his life against nature. With his heavy mittens, it would be difficult for him to build the fire, so he took them off. He got some wood, took out his matches, and lit the fire carefully. After a few seconds, his fingers were cold and stiff, but he knew he must not hurry. His wet, icy feet hurt badly, but the fire was a success. He was safe. Tom smiled when he remembered the advice of others. Never travel alone. He was alone, and he had saved himself. Any man who was a man could travel alone. Then it happened. It was his own mistake. He should have built the fire in the open and not under a tree. The branches above his head were heavy with 4 months of snow. Suddenly, all this snow fell on Tom's head and shoulders and put out his fire. Tom started at once to get wood to build another fire, but his fingers were now so numb that he could not move them. He could not light the match, however hard he tried. He dropped it in the snow and could not pick it up again. The cold had beaten him. His hands were useless. He looked around. There was no help, nothing alive, only the white trees and the white hills, the quiet cold and the silence. If only he had a partner, he thought. A partner could start a fire that could save him. But the love of life was strong in him. He got up and found more twigs and branches, leaves and grasses. His fingers were too numb to separate one match and light it, but somehow he managed to get the whole bunch of matches burning, and he held on to it. So what if the matches burned his hands, he thought. Burned hands were better than dead hands. No hands at all were better than death. The blue flame licked the flesh of his hands, but he didn't drop the matches until they were burning strongly. Then he let them fall onto the branches and leaves, which immediately caught fire. An anxious 5 minutes followed, while he cared for the fire carefully, making sure it didn't go out. Finally, when the fire was burning steadily, he set to work to save himself.